Amherst College, October 11, 1979.
恁同学还没到啊？
嗯。
恁老早什么的？
那呢？
那你讲说，中国那么多的啊？恁给一些苦口什么的，俺啥搞不穷。
I would like to take this opportunity to express my thanks and my pleasure in being here at this school to address you. I'm especially happy because I've met some old friends here today.
I'm really happy. Very glad.
Certain viewpoint, some are my old friend, some are new, but in another certain viewpoint, all we are same. I'm looking on you as a who I already know, because you see, through my own experience, I can understand.I can understand through my own experience that you see each individual's internal real feeling. That is, you see, wanting happiness, do not want suffering. That is something and basic, you see, feeling. Here,I myself, the feeling of I am a human being, the feeling of I. With that, I want happiness. I do not want suffering. And also, you see, from that, I have a right to obtain happiness. I have right to get rid of suffering. Now, that situation or that thing is all people, irrespective, whether educated or...uneducated, Easterner or Westerner, or religious person or non-religious person, no matter. You see, all are same. Now, you see, I feel some sort of, you see, realization of that feeling is very important. If we realize that feeling or that nature,Then here I will recite a quotation. Rangjuta. Rang lu la pe long la xian la neba ma ji xi. Su su lu la pe lang de ini xian la neba ma ji san xi xi. Rang lu la pe long la su su lu liya ini pe lang de sta su su nyam nyong ta ni xing zi wa. Rang lu la pe lang ne ini xian la neba ma ji san xi.
Using your own body as an example, you should not harm others.
So you see here.If you think, now I'm mixing the half Tibetan, half English, I'm apologizing to you. You see, in certain, my English is very limited, very poor, so in certain expression, I could not express in English. So you see, I compel to use...My friend, as a translator, so I think it gives you some trouble, you see. Sometimes I use few Tibetan words, then few English words, then you may feel confusion. So really, I'm sorry. So then, rangi nyam nyung ko thwa ne, ene shenda hake.
It's very important to use your own experience to understand that if you are undergoing the type of suffering that others are undergoing, you would find it very difficult.
So here you see, there's some sort of, you see, realization of other beings' basic feeling. From that, we can build a real human understanding to each other. And we can respect to each other. Real love, real kindness, real harmony, real friendship will can build from that understanding. If we, you see, do not understand the other's feeling, basic feeling, then if we feel just I'm thinking on your own self, on your own self, do not bother other, then sometimes we may use the other in the benefit for yourself. Now that is wrong. If we respect others' right, if we respect the others, you see, the what do you call the real feeling. I mean, if real feeling, then certainly, if someone take advantage on myself, I do not feel happy. Similarly, if take advantage on other, then similarly the other people will, the others will not, happy. So here it is very important to realize that basically we are same. So from that viewpoint, I myself, one of you, we are same. Though this is first meeting, but basically we are human being. Not much differences. I came from East. I am human being. You are Westerner, same. So now if we realize this nature, then this global world, not big. If we just, concentrate or just seeing on our own around, then this world is quite big. But if we look on the world from distance, the world is not big, it's small. All people, you see, there's no boundary. If you look from space on the world, on the planet, there's no boundary. Just one beautiful, bluish, small ball. Now here, you see, from that viewpoint, we are just the same. And from internal feeling also, we are same. Now it is important to, now this is one thing. Then second thing, our human very nature, human society's nature, we are very much dependent on each other. And also this kind of present situation, in economically, we are very much dependent on each other, from continent to continent. So from various these reasons, on the basis of love and compassion, respect for other, then making a common effort to gain benefit for all humankind. Now, some sort of, universal responsibility. I think that is the only answer for future men's, for future of humankind. In the past, all right, even a village or village, even a family, I think a neighbor, more or less, independent. So without that sort of, feeling, we can survive. But now, we are very much interrelated. So if someone not bother other continents, welfare, from this side, don't bother other, from other side, naturally don't bother here, then we will fix. Now, for example, the crisis of energy, crisis of oil. Now, all these things are, because of interrelated. Now, here something happened, it automatically affect on here. So from this, the actual situation, we must have
some wider perspective.
Mm-hmm. That is, I think, very necessary. Now, time goes, our population is still growing. Now the resource of this world, limit. So unless we make a common effort on the basis of understanding to all human brothers, sisters, I think we will face some tremendous problem in future. Not today. Today, I mean, not the immediate problem, but here goes, perhaps next century. The next generation, or the next generation of that. We may face some more difficult times and period. Now you see, these difficulties, these problems cannot solve by threat, by weapon, very difficult. Some temporary solution may achieve by threat, by violence, by weapons. But for long run, unless human mind satisfactory, here you see some satisfaction here, we cannot find the lasting solution. So you see, another word, through anger, through hatred, we cannot find a right solution. Through love, through kindness, through understand, through mutual, through friendship, on the basis of mutual benefit, patience, understand, trust on each other. I think from that basis, making a common effort, then I think there is hope to solve the many problems. Now you see, practice of compassion or practice of love is not question of a religious person. This is something for all humankind, I think. Now I always feel the religious person who are remain in it, those persons who are practice, deep meditation and this sort of thing, who lead their own way of life, is something hermit. I feel, you see, sometimes I told other people, you see, my friends, now you see, those kind of people, even they practice hatred or anger, that do not much effect on our society. But those people, like politicians, who are deal with our society. Now, usually we category politicians are not so religious. Religion is some kind of way of life for certain people. That's not the case. Now you see, those persons who are deal with society or nation, they must be not necessarily to believe certain religious philosophy, but they must practice love and compassion and moral principle. They must act according with the moral principle. I can understand those world leaders, when they tremendous pressure, under the tremendous pressure, they must take certain method in order to achieve certain temporary benefit. But at the same time, they should not neglect the certain attitude which based on moral principle, on basis of love. That is for the long-term benefit. It is the only solution or only method. So when we talk about humankind, then we ourselves belong that society. So each individual's shoulder, there is the responsibility, including myself, including yourself. So I always believe, first, in order to show other people some path or some kasure, some way. And before telling other people this is right, this is wrong, first we ourselves must improve. Once you yourself, you see, practice certain principle, follow, then we can demonstrate that value. So here, as I mean, my friend here, my request or my wish is, we must practice the love, true love and compassion. Through this practice, in short, in temporary, you yourself gain much more happiness. Through anger, you could not gain any happiness or any peace. Through anger, even you lose your peace, sleep. You lose your food taste. Well, so you see, through anger, through hatred, nothing can be achieved. Now, other side, you see, through love, through compassion, you can achieve many, good experience. So you see, we everybody want happiness. So happiness could achieve through, you see, love and compassion. Now at the same time, if you yourself practice these things, then automatically it creates some real friendly atmosphere. So with that, your neighbor, your friend also can feel the calmness and happiness. So now from this viewpoint, if you think this line, then we may understand that in human society, the basic source of happiness is love. Because of that, all world major religion emphasis so much on love, compassion. Christian, Judaism, in any religion, very much emphasis on the sense of brotherhood, sisterhood. So you see, now another example. Now we human being, from when we are a small child, we grow, we remain under parents' kindness. Without parents' kindness, we could not survive. Then again, when we become old, hair becomes, white, and like my own head. Now here you see hair coming, fall down, like that, you see. Now this is the sign of old age. Now here in the hair, white hairs now coming. This is the sign of, now I reach certain stage. Not mental development, but physical development. You see, now this is the indication. Now you are, I am becoming older and older. Now, you see, so sooner or later, every people must go through that way. That is the only way. Now, when we become old, the other's kindness is very much important. That period, you are very much rely on other people's kindness. At that time, if other people do not bother on you, how much you will feel sorry. So you see, from that viewpoint, the human life is human life itself is in the love, in the atmosphere of
is within compassion.
So now when we become a youth period, now during that period we feel, I'm quite independent, no more relying on other. So from that thinking, you also do not much attention, do not much attention or emphasis on practice of kindness. That is, I think, wrong. So you see, between our life, you see, at the beginning and the end, we need kindness. Kindness is something precious or something
priceless.
So between these two, if we ourselves adopt a practice of compassion and love,
how nice it would be.
So it is something very useful, I think very appropriate, very reasonable. So this is my usual feeling or usual feeling and expression. Because I myself practice these things. I am a Buddhist monk. Just a simple Buddhist monk. I practice these things through my own little experience. Not much experience, but little, you see. Some small experience. I can feel the value of that practice. So because of my own experience, I express this feeling to you. If you agree these things, then please practice more on compassion and love. If you do not agree, all right, absolutely up to you. Nobody imposes on you. So you see, this is my topic, sorry. Mm-hmm. My topic on the first stage. Then the second stage, I will tell you something about the Buddhist way of practice in compassion and some of certain theory or certain practice which is related with compassion.